Here it is, another Saturday in CCO land where we have our wine chat with Jack Farrow from Haskell's from France this morning. Bonjour Indeed. To you. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien.
Good. Bien. Yes, I'm in Beaune and I'd love to come here. I do almost every single year for the auction. The auction in Beaune is a charity auction, but it sets the prices for all the wines of Burgundy. For everything from village wines like Mequinez and things like that, all the way on up to great wines like Colbuchot or Paul Romani, etc. And, of course, the headquarters here is the town of Beaune, and it's spelled B-E-A-U-N-E instead of B-O-N-E, but it's pronounced like Beaune. And the town is just wonderful. It's a UNESCO historic place, and so none of the buildings inside the walls can be altered at all. And this has been like it for the last 20 or 25 years at least. And so you have the real feel of a medieval village. And then it's a big celebration here this whole weekend. The auction is tomorrow. And tonight is a big black tie dinner at Clos Vougeot for the Chevalier, the Knights of the Wine Cup. And that's a big dinner. It's 600 people, black tie. I don't know how on earth they manage to feed 600 people. The food is all hot. It's generally delicious. And, of course, you have about between 6 and 8 wines with your meals because you have between 6 and 8 courses. It really is a lot of fun. But the town itself is so pretty and picturesque. You know, if you've ever been to Bruges in Belgium, Bruges is just like Beaune, except it has some canals in it, and Beaune doesn't have any canals. But they were both owned by the Dukes of Burgundy in the 13th century. And in the 13th century, when the Dukes were running things down here, they were more powerful than the King of France. And, you know, if you read your history about the time of Joan of Arc, etc., the Dukes of Burgundy, that was in the 1400s, were much, much more powerful than the French king at that time. But what goes on here in Beaune for this weekend is it reminds me a little bit of the Renaissance Fair that we have in Minnesota, because everybody is in medieval costume. They walk around. We have bands on the street. The shop owners dress in medieval costumes. The hotel I stay at, everybody here wears medieval costumes. And it's just fun. There's a sense of celebratory, and it all is centered around the grapevine, because Beaune is really the headquarters for Burgundy. And Burgundy has only really two major wine types. Pinot Noir, all the red wines made in this part of the world are Pinot Noir, and all the white wines are Chardonnay. Now, there's a little bit of difference. There's some Gamay in the red, and there's some Aligoté in the white, but 95% of the wine is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. So if you have a red Burgundy, you're drinking Pinot Noir. If you have a white Burgundy, you're drinking Chardonnay. And the festival is just great. There are bands up and down the street, people on stilts and costumes. As I say, it's very festive. There's stands that sell every kind of food imaginable, everything from truffles to mushrooms. Cheeses, and one of my favorite cheeses in the whole world comes from Burgundy. It's called the Poisse, and it is really a marvelous cheese. They bring down from the mountains in Switzerland, because Beaune is relatively close to Geneva, just about 2.5 hours by car. They bring down a wine from the French Alps called Cantal, which is just wonderful. They have mustard. Not only do they have mustard, but you can watch them make mustard here. And all the spices, et cetera. The foods, again, it's a little like our state fair. There's so much different stuff to try, from paella to andouillette to all sorts of charcuterie and even something simple like a ham sandwich. It's all available. And, of course, wine is available all over the streets. There's stands. Everybody's selling wine, red and white. Now, even if the day is cold enough, they sell a little hot mulled wine. And you can get fresh oysters. You can get jambon persillade, which is a ham that's put in a jelly. and it's like a sausage, and there's garlic and parsley flavor in it. That's the name, jambon, ham with parsley, coq au vin, you know, beef bourguignon, big cauldrons of it on the street. And you can sample all that stuff. It's just wonderful, and it's so casual and informal. And then that's contrasted by tonight, as I said, going to Clovisieux, this medieval monastery that's been restored, and you're in the main banquet hall, 600 people singing and twirling their napkins in the air and celebrating the harvest of Burgundy. And then tomorrow is the reason for the whole celebration, the auction itself. And people nowadays from all over the world bid in the auction. I'm old-fashioned. I like to come here and do my bidding here, but it doesn't make it any less exciting for the people that are doing it from Shanghai on the internet and or on telephone, whatever, but they're doing bidding on it too. And as I said, what it does is it sets the price for the whole next year for all of Burgundy, what the prices are going to be up and down the entire Côte d'Or. The Côte d'Or is divided into two parts, the Côte de Nuits and the Côte de Beaune. The Côte de Nuits is the northern part, Côte de Beaune is the southern part, and this is my favorite part of France, Burgundy. And like I say, this little town of Beaune, it's picturesque any time of the year, but when you come at this particular time of year, it's festival time, and everybody's dressed up in good moods and happy and, like I say, trying different things. It's really very, very festive. And like I said, it also, of course, is interesting to get an evaluation on the vintage. And so far, from my tasting notes, the 17 vintage is going to be what we would look for in the wine trade as a much-needed vintage. The wines are very good. They aren't going to be exceptional, but they're very, very good. And they made about 20% more wine than they made last year. So that would seem to indicate that the prices will hold the same as last year or may even go down a little bit. We won't know that till tomorrow after the auction is over, what's happened with the prices. But all the folks that I get to chat with, winemakers, et cetera, are hoping for it no more than even with last year and perhaps a little down, which is good news for us that like to drink Burgundy, that the prices are coming down, because some of the really top Burgundies have gotten outrageously expensive. And thus, new Appellations have become popular. Fixine is a wonderful appellation from the Côte de Beaune that for many, many years is overlooked. And now, because of high prices, people are beginning to delve into that. St. Robin, St. Aubin are appellations that people like that don't break the bank instead of drinking a Meursault or a Pouligny Montrachet. Or Montrachet itself has gotten so expensive, you know, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars a bottle for a bottle of Montrachet. And if you can find a good St. Aubin, you know, it isn't Montrachet, but it's darn good wine, and it's only about $15 or $18 a bottle instead of paying hundreds like you would have to. So we're hoping for flat prices or perhaps even a little decrease in price. A little dip would be much welcomed by the wine trade. And as I said, all the wine trade feels that way. Yesterday we were out and visited several vineyards and talked to the winemakers, and they're always experimenting. An interesting thing I've never seen before, brand new, they're trying at Viamont. They put the grapes, stems, and the grapes all in the barrel, then brought in the cooper to seal the barrel, so the fermentation is all taking place in that barrel. And I was astonished tasting the wine that it was so fruity and different, because he had two barrels. They were both Pommards, one where they put the grapes in the barrel and the other one, which was more traditional after they'd destemmed and crushed, and the juice just went in the barrel. But the one with the grapes in it, I thought it was a wonderful experimentation. And it's just that, an experimentation. We won't really know till they bottle this wine up, which would probably be in another 15, 18 months. And see how it turns out. But I love seeing that. Another innovation we saw this time are stainless steel barrels. We've heard of stainless steel huge vats, but this is actually a barrel that holds 25 cases, 300 bottles, and it's stainless steel. And he's trying that with some white wines, and the Puy Fousse he made in that stainless steel barrel was one of the best Puy Fousses out of the barrel I have ever tasted. So they're always doing everything traditionally here, but they're not afraid to try new things and experiment a little bit. And that's why coming to Burgundy is so interesting for me, a wine person, to see all this new innovative type of thing going on in the wine, walking through the vineyards. And of course, at this time of the year, this place is aptly named, you know, the Golden Slope. The vines have all turned golden yellow, and it looks like solid gold on the hills up and down the roads here. Just a beautiful, beautiful time of the year. And as I said, we get the benefit of being in this medieval town at a festival, enjoying the festival, the people, etc. So if you ever get an opportunity, put Bone on your list. Believe me, you won't regret it. It's a great place to visit. As I said, the good food. There's so many good restaurants in this town. In fact, the New York Times calls the Hotel de Bones chicken maybe the best chicken you'll ever eat in the world. And that's the food editor of the New York Times.
How about that?
Coming for good sauce. However, I have to tell you, that chicken is the blue-legged chicken from France, and it is over $100 for a chicken.
Oh, never mind.
One chicken, it's, I think, 80 euros, which makes it just about $100.
My goodness. Well, Jack, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. That's coming up. And,
indeed.
Let's pick up on that when you return next Saturday. What do you say?
Indeed. And don't forget the Nouveau Beaujolais has come in. And Thursday, and of course, Haskell's has a lot of Nouveau Beaujolais, three producers, Montmasson, Bouchard, and Dubouf. And it's all available at the very, very low price of $8.99 a bottle. And don't forget, for Thanksgiving, I always recommend Bouvray. If you're new to wine, or you're an old hand at wine, believe me, nothing goes better with turkey than a good bottle of Bouvray wine. Chill it down, and it'll marry so well with the yams and everything else. In fact, you stop into Haskell's, and anybody in Haskell's can tell you what to have if you're not having turkey. Maybe you're having crown roast of beef or something else for your Thanksgiving dinner. They'll pick a wine that won't break the bank, and it'll marry perfectly with what you're going to have. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. Haskell's in Faribault, right off of 35. Our super cellar in Maple Grove is not to be missed. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis, and incidentally, we have free parking in our downtown store in downtown Minneapolis on Saturdays. Minnetonka at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. If you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can explore the vineyards of the world from your internet.
Absolutely. Well, Jack, safe trip back home, and we'll talk 1 week from today. What do you say?
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny, and I can't wait to get home for Thanksgiving.
I bet. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Jack Farrell from France. By the way, the Sonoma Wine Country Tour is on. We'll talk more about that coming up.